Chinese President Xi Jinping has sent greetings to nurses across the country ahead of International Nurses Day, which falls on Tuesday. President Xi noted the bravery nurses demonstrated in the battle against COVID-19 both at home and abroad, as well as their dedication to saving lives. The Chinese president asked party committees and governments at all levels to care about nurses, since nursing is an important part of health care. President Xi also expressed his hopes that nurses will pass on the fine traditions, promote the humanitarian spirit, and make further contributions to China's health care development and global public health. China has warned of countermeasures in response to the U.S. new decision to tighten visa guidelines against Chinese journalists. Washington has issued a new rule limiting visas for Chinese reporters to a 90-day period, with the option for extension. The Chinese Foreign Ministry calls the new rule an escalation of political suppression against Chinese media. Iran has confirmed that 19 Navy personnel were killed and 15 others injured after a missile accidentally hit a support ship during a drill in the Sea of Oman. The incident took place in waters near the Jask port in southern Iran on Sunday. The logistic vessel that was hit by friendly fire has been towed back to the port for further technical investigation. Venezuela has arrested another three suspects allegedly involved in a failed armed incursion intended to topple the Maduro administration. A group of mercenaries launched an armed incursion on May 3rd in the port of La Guaira, 30 kilometers north of the capital, Caracas. Venezuela said the incursion was part of an anti-government mission backed by the United States. So far, more than 30 suspects, including two U.S. citizens, have been arrested. While U.S. President Donald Trump has denied any links between his government and the incursion, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has vowed to get back the arrested participants. Beijing has increased the number of nucleic acid testing institutions to 67 to enhance its testing capacity for COVID-19. With the additional testing institutions, personnel, and equipment, Beijing has expanded its daily capacity of nucleic acid testing to some 48,000 samples. Districts in the Chinese capital have set up 116 locations to collect samples. Individuals who wish to be tested can make appointments online. An official in Wuhan has been sacked after the city reported 6 new confirmed COVID-19 cases over the weekend from the same residential area in Dongxihu district. Zhang Yuxing was removed from his post for poor management over the area where he served as secretary of the Working Committee of the Communist Party of China. Following the confirmed cases, the Wuhan district raised its emergency response level for COVID-19 from low to medium. Other areas within the city and the province of Hubei remain at low-level risk. The United Nations World Tourism Organization has called on governments to work together to ease travel restrictions in a timely and responsible manner when it is deemed safe to do so. According to the Madrid-based organization, 72% of all destinations have placed a complete stop on international tourism because of the COVID-19 pandemic. No destination has so far lifted or eased travel restrictions. The organization added that the tourism sector would be a key motor in stimulating economic recovery as the coronavirus crisis lifts. UNWTO predicted that international tourist numbers would fall by as many as 80% this year, posting a loss of up to $1.2 trillion in export revenues. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has announced the country is set to ease its coronavirus restrictions. Shops, malls, cafes, and restaurants are allowed to reopen, along with public spaces, including playgrounds and gyms, on Thursday. They are required to adhere to physical distancing and strict hygiene measures. Children and young people will return to school in early learning next Monday,